All right. Well, let's go ahead and share some of the things that you guys thought of. Starting with this group, what kind of things should the teachers be responsible for? And if I have another one, I might throw it in. Go ahead. What did you guys come up with? Have a passion for teaching kids, that's certainly going to come out as they're working with them. What else?
This brother just mentioned that as a teacher, you have to build up a very good relationship with your kids. Otherwise, they're not willing to listen to you.
Very good.
So they feel they can trust you. They feel secure when they share something with you.
Great. Yeah. Building relationships. We'll talk about that more on tomorrow morning. Yeah. Anything else? Great. Good relationship with God. A few other things I wrote down. They're responsible to prepare the lesson. It takes a lot of time. They need to prepare it. They need to manage the class. And then also, this goes along with relationships, but establish a welcoming environment. If kids are not feeling comfortable, then they're not going to learn as much. Let's come back to this group. What kind of things should the parents be responsible for in context of a church ministry, like what things, or just in general. I didn't specify that, so I won't now. What things should the parents be responsible for?
First of all, bring the kids to church.
Bring them to the church.
Right.
In fact, I wrote that down. In fact, I would even add bring them on time.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if you bring them late, not only are they losing some time from class, but it's showing them that church is not a high priority. So that's one thing they need to do. What else? Okay, good. Great.
Supporting teachers.
Man, you said all three that I've got written down. Good job. Okay, let's come to this one. What kind of things should the children be responsible for? This group.
Learning.
Okay, to learn. And so more specifically, what should they do in order to learn? Be attentive, okay, sure. Anything else that they should be responsible for?
I think they should be responsible for their doing, the rewards or punishment
okay.
from their behavior.
Okay, so they need to have good behavior. I would even add good attitude. Sometimes, somebody mentioned that you've got the kids for 2 hours. That's a long time. And it's hard to have a good attitude for that long of time. So, and then I would also say cooperating with other students. Those are just some things that the students should be responsible for. The main point is if you think that the one group has all of the responsibility, then it's possible that you won't have a good balance. The last thing we're going to do, I've put some books on the end of your table, and I'd like you to take a look at these. This is a two-part series called Raising a Modern-Day Joseph, and then also How to Raise a Modern-Day Joseph. The first one is more theoretical. It's saying why children's ministry is important, more specifically saying why parents need to have the primary role. But it doesn't tell you how to do it. It just says that we should be doing it. This book is more like a workbook and has specific ideas of how to do that. So I want to take a moment for you just flip through it, especially the green one. And while we do, I wanted to ask Mr. Lin to share something that he had already read this book. If you could share one thing you liked about it, that would be great.
Yeah, I got this book from last year, the Chicago conference. Actually, the author of this book went there for a speech.
Great.
Actually, my wife took that. So she came back to me and said, I need to talk to you, it's very serious. I said, what? He said, from that seminar, he's mentioned over 80% of the young kids before they go to college, and they were raised and grew up in the church,
right.
But they left the church
right.
before they go to college, and so the 80% of people got lost. So it's very serious. How do you want your children to get so well? It is very serious.
Right.
So I bought the book online. I started to read it, and I started to go to my children's Sundays, like a worship service every week.
Mm.
I sit in the back. I watch those kids oh my God, to me is for the, I've been absorbing for 5-6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
The biggest problem to me right away is the respect.
Right.
They show no respect to each other, no respect to the
respect.
Teachers. And Joseph, this book talk about the first character of the is the respect.
It is.
Joseph, and also he say, the raising kids, the best model is Joseph in the Old Testament.
Right.
So I decided to, I talked to the Sunday school director, I said, I want to give a speech. And he said, what are you going to talk about? I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
So my first speech will be respect.
Yeah.
101. So after that, the Sunday school director come back to me and say, okay, from now on, can you come to speak to us every month? Say, yes. So that's how I started.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I'd like you to open to page, yes, one more story. While you share, I'd like people to open to page 91. Go ahead. Yes, please.
Just a question. You teach every month, is this book or have
other? They don't really care. They say, well, you talk about something which the kids really need.
Right.
So I don't know. That's why maybe I'm missing this book.
Okay.
I don't see the green book.
Right. I can sell these to you at a discount. The price you see on the back, $16.99. I sell them for $13. This book says like $13. I sell it for $10. And so I have several. If you want to buy them, that's fine. Looking on page 91. This is one age group, the older elementary, and their master life thread. The thing that they need to focus on at that age is grace. And so if you look through the first few pages, it talks a little bit about grace. Look at page 94. 94 at the bottom. Characteristics of third through sixth graders. A couple of you have said you want to get to know that age group that you're working with. This book tells some characteristics. Look a few more pages at 98. Page 98. Questions they're asking. If you're giving answers to questions that they're not asking, they probably don't care. But if you're answering the questions that they are asking, that's going to do a lot. Look at page 100. These are suggestions for teaching your third through sixth grader about how to apply God's grace in situations. These are very practical tips. The next few pages have several ideas that parents can do with their children. Look at verse 187. I'm sorry, 107. 107. It's got specific Bible verses and biographies that you could teach them. Memory verses. Let's skip ahead to page 113. This is kind of controversial, okay? You may not like this at first, but I think you will eventually. This is a checklist of the kinds of things that you might see in your child at this age. Now, this is not a spiritual life inventory, but you could use it as that. And say, okay, these are some things I might see that my child knows, my child loves, and my child serves. And then looking at page 117, it's got a family itinerary. It's like a workbook. You guys say, as a family, we're going to do these goals for this year. And then, you know, it kind of recaps the whole chapter. And then at the end, it talks about, at the end of the year, how do you look back and see how we've done? I want to recommend both of these resources to you. If you don't buy it from me today, I still encourage you to buy them. Our whole church is going to be reading this in August. Also, our whole church is going to be buying this and using it for this whole next school year. And at the end of the year, we're going to have a time where they evaluate their child's spiritual growth.
Does that show you how to prepare slides?
PowerPoint slides?
Yeah.
There's a website. If you look it up on the Awana webpage, they may have slides for you. I'm not sure. We are over time, so we're going to get going. Please leave the resources here unless you want to buy them now. And then I'll see you guys back here about 2:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.